This is the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. It's Thursday evening, February 19th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Data Vault AI DVLT signs collaboration agreement with TBURN Chain Foundation. Data Vault AI has signed a collaboration agreement with TBURN Chain Foundation, a blockchain infrastructure platform. The agreement aims to integrate DataVault's data asset tokenization and valuation technologies with TBURN's high-performance blockchain network, supporting enterprise-scale transactions. This collaboration will focus on data asset tokenization, real-time data exchange integration, and AI data monetization, leveraging TBURN's high transaction capacity and fast settlement times.
Beeline Holdings, BLNENA, appoints Barry Levinson as executive strategic advisor, bringing over 30 years of mortgage industry experience to counsel on capital strategy and funding efficiency. This move supports Beeline's goal of achieving a $100 million revenue run rate within 24 months through improved cost management and product expansion.
CKYX provides corporate update, including new product launches, NVIDIA collaboration, and $29 million in recent investments from fundamental institutions. SKYX provides a corporate update, announcing new product launches and collaborations with NVIDIA. With $29 million in recent investments, the company expects significant growth in 2026. SKYX's revenues have increased for 7 consecutive quarters and anticipate securing more business opportunities. The company aims to deploy over 1 million units of its smart home technologies in various projects globally.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curate news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's NewsRamp is at resting time. We need to be forced to project the NewsRamp.